sir, what is your name?
Jamie Poindexter.
Wonder.
James Dexter.
Dexter. Do you have him? Do you have Dexter?
What's his name?
Jamie Dexter.
Yeah, I have him.
Okay, sir, the Honorable David Neal will be conducting your hearing.
Okay, good morning, sir. Can you state your full name and your ABC number, sir?
Jamie Poindexter, 190071.
Thank you. Your appointment for the Oregon Board of Executive Clemency is sworn in reference to your community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. To my far right is the Honorable Louis Canales, and the center is the Honorable Michael Johnson, who are our acting board chair. And my name is David Neal, and I'll be your hearing lead. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
All right, prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself.
All right, this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so have you got, and do you still affirm?
Yes.
I do. Your hearing will be conducted in two phases this morning. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the four allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if they're true or false. And if you say it's false, we'll get some more information from Mr. Westby and we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
Alright, allegation number one is a violation of Oregon Conditional Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about March 12, 2018, for the task GCMS lab report dated March 21st, 2018. That's true or false, sir?
True.
Right, allegation number two is a violation of Oregon Conditional Supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in threatening activities on or about February 14, 2018 in Flagstaff, Arizona. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
All right, thank you. Allegation number three, in violation of Oregon Condition of Supervision number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to complete substance abuse counseling at the Maricopa Reentry Center on or about March 8, 2018, as directed. That true or false, sir?
True, sir.
Okay, allegation number 4 is in violation of Oregon Conditional Supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaulting behavior on or about April 13, 2018 at the Maricopa Reentry Center. That true or false, sir?
Do it on myself, yes.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Dexter, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed in black-lapsing in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, three by Mr. Canales. Okay, so we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give some background information. So stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you, okay? Mr. Westby.
Sworn in. On November 13th, 2017, Mr. Dexter was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 13th, 2018 by ADC staff for noting charges. He was back in DOC custody on April 13, 2018 with a projected CUCD of July 14, 2019, 0-7 days. Current conviction, 2009, aggravated assault, 10 years. Prior convictions, 2004, child abuse, 1.5 years. 2004, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2007, criminal impersonation, 1 year. 2007, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2005, TIS release completion, 2 months. 2008, TIS release of absconder, 19 days, arrested on 2 local charges and resisted arrest, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs, threats, and weapons noted. Arrest, 1998, shoplifting, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1998, minor in possession of alcohol, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1999, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2000, threatening and intimidating, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2000, disorderly conduct, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2001, sentence of imprisonment, Arizona, juvenile detention. Community risk score is a G3B4.
Thanks, sir. Okay, Mr. Baxter, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision. You are currently residing at 4435 East Winter Drive in Flagstaff. You were released on March 13, 2018. You were placed in the ITH program at MRC at 24601 and 28 Avenue Phoenix. And those are the only two places that you had permission to stay. Well, you were still at MRC when they arrested you, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so did you have any employment while you were out?
Yeah, I worked at the Dollar Tree.
Okay. Very good. Always good to have a job. And let's see, you completed a detox at Community Bridges on February 20th, 2018. Then you enrolled in SAGE upon release from there, but you didn't complete doing reading referred to Community Bridges and then the Maricopa Reentry Center.
Yes.
So, all right, and then looks like, so you were enrolled March 13th into NRC and then you were arrested on April 13th, so you were there for a month, but you didn't complete any programs because you were re-arrested.
Yes.
And just looking to see if it doesn't show anything about UAs or anything. Did you drop any UAs while you were out, sir?
Yes.
Do you, were they positive, negative?
They were positive.
Positive?
Oh, no, right. No, not all of them, just I think one.
Okay.
And then I want to check one. Yeah.
Okay, I found the task paperwork here showing up.
Okay.
Positive for marijuana, THC on that would have been March 12th, just before you started getting to MRC.
Yeah.
Did you stay trained on your MRC?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me what happened at MRC that got you in trouble with the arrest of the assaulting behavior. What was going on?
I was struggling a little hard when I first got out. I did 10 years, and when I got out, I felt good. Like, I got a job and everything. Everything was going pretty good, and just stuff just started getting overwhelming about just being out. Like, I'd have nightmares all the time. I couldn't sleep. Everything was real just uncomfortable. Like, so I started off with drinking and kind of like it was helping me out a lot. Like I could sleep at night time, I could do a lot of stuff, and then slowly it turned into the other stuff. And one day I just got like to where I just got a lot of stuff, and I just tried to OD pretty much, you know. And officer told him that I needed some help, like, because I felt like just dying, you know? I didn't know how to, like, adjust to everything. So I asked to go to rehab. When I went to the rehab, I was doing really good. I opened up a lot. I tried to work with it. Well, one day somebody brought in a cell phone, and I got on it, just talking to people and stuff, and they found out, and they kicked me out of the program. But I don't want to go home. Like, I'm not trying to get out. I want help for, like, I don't know, like, I don't know how to do stuff like the adults do, you know? I've been doing this since juvenile, and just the pressure of, like, paying your bills and going to work and, like, I don't know how to save money. I don't know how to pay bills. I don't know nothing about that. And when you're forced to, one second you're here, and then the next second you're just out, and then you just have to do all this stuff, like, that you don't know how to do. It just gets so frustrating, and the substances, they just help me just for, like, not even care, you know? And I care. That program helped a lot. Like I think I'm thankful for it. It opened up my eyes to a lot of things that I could do. I really want to be a counselor. They really helped me try to be a counselor, you know? And I just had this big old thing about the, like, I had dreams, you know, aspirations of being like this, being something good, you know? Something that I don't really know much about, but they were going to help me. There was a lady with this program. She's going to help me, like, get what I need to do this stuff, you know? And so when they told me I was going back, or they're going to kick me out of the program, I'm just tired of, I don't want to be here forever, you know? I don't want to spend my life like this no more. And I felt like just, I was trying really hard, like, as much as I can, like, as much as I know. And to kick me out, I just wanted to die, you know? Okay. So, I just cut it myself, and, yeah.
Have you, while you're incarcerated, have you attempted to get a psychological evaluation and see if you need some help down that way? I mean, it sounds like you need some counseling and, you know, somebody to work with you to kind of help you get through the emotional part of this. And I was just wondering, have you sought out or tried to seek out any mental health treatment there inside the prison?
I have, like, back in the past, but I haven't. I don't like the pills. Like, I don't need pills and stuff. But as far as, like, help, they don't have, like, something that, like, over there they have these teachers, these counselors, you know,
right,
that I could go talk to whenever I wanted to, you know. Whenever I feel, like, upset or if I'm sad, depressed about something, I could go talk to these ladies, you know. And one was, like, somebody like me that been through stuff, you know. And then the other one was, like, the degree and everything for it.
Right.
And it was just, that's what helped me, like, even, like, look forward, you know. And the just what they have here is they want to just put you on pills and stuff, and they want to, I'm an addict. If you give me drugs to get high with, you know,
well,
I'm
sure.
Probably do them.
So
yeah.
The drugs they use for that are not like narcotics or anything wrong with it, or other kind of pill, and believe it or not, sometimes just small doses of some of those drugs will help you calm down enough to where you can, you know, deal with things a little bit better, and then also help you so that you can get in there and learn how to pay bills and save money and things like that. You know, you see a little bit on the hyper side, you know. And
which is
not necessarily totally bad. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay, so we're near the end of your hearing. We're going to be going into discussion in a couple of minutes to make a determination. But before we do that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. We ask that you not repeat the information that you've already given us, but if there's something else you'd like to say, now is the time to tell us.
Just that you listen, I thought if you guys could figure out some way to do that, I'd appreciate that.
Okay, so we're going to be going into discussion at this time. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. But stay on the phone. Just remain silent. You can hear the whole discussion, and then once we get a determination, we'll get back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're just now in discussion. This one is... It's interesting, Mr. Dexter wants some help, needs some help, and some of what's outside of the prison walls is good, information and everything, good counseling, but with his looking at his record and what's been going on this time he's out, I have to say, I'm not in favor of returning Mr. Dexter to community supervision this time. I just in good conscience can't just say that I'm sure that he won't go out there and get him some more trouble because of his anger management things. But I also think he does need some help, and I personally think a mental health evaluation start there, and then get into whatever program you can get that would help him with day-to-day things of paying bills and saving money and everything. But I know there was some discussion from my folks who were just in the room. Okay, well, based on all the information on number 2018W1086, the testimony of Mr. Dexter, information from DOC in our discussion, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Dexter as the appointment violated terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed with not lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Read. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Camillus. Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. I think you heard the discussion there and the concern. I would suggest that you try to get a mental health evaluation, and if they want to put you on some medication, try it. See if you don't feel better, and see if you can't get a little bit better handle on your anger management and. Maybe slow you down enough so it's a little easier for you to learn some of the day-to-day things that I agree, we've been in prison for a while, it's hard to go back out there, and the longer you're in, the harder it gets. But see if you can get some programming. I know they have a lot of different things, and depending on what yard you're at, will determine what's available, but get as much programming as you can. And you may even be able to get some mail order. Some community colleges and stuff offer programs to the inmates that you can do through mail and everything. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we wish you best of luck. We hope to never see you in here again.
You do.
I think you'd look better in a green shirt than a purple, than in that orange color, so.
Green, you don't want a green shirt.
Oh, okay, well, you don't want an orange shirt either, so.
Yeah, I'll get another orange.
Okay. All right, well, so we wish you luck. This is Linda Hearing, sir, and could you put the CO3 back on the phone?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, sir.
Thanks, sir.